Our state capitol report continues now with a look at the decision by conservative talk show host Charlie Sykes to step down from his radio show by the end of the year. And we will we'll talk with a guest about what this might mean for Republican Party politics in Wisconsin. And we'll welcome your thoughts and reactions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Steve Prestigard is with us. He is a journalist and blogger at steveprestigard.com, a regular contributor to our Friday Week in Review program. He wrote a blog entry about Charlie Sykes' decision to step down from his show, and we have posted that on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Well, so how big a deal is this? What was your reaction to the news that Charlie Sykes is going to end his radio show in December?
Well, and I don't mean to insult or cast aspersions on anyone who's presently or previously working in anywhere else in radio, except to say that no one is irreplaceable in radio except for Paul Harvey. You know, what Paul Harvey did could not be duplicated, but I had not realized until he said that he'd been on the air for 23 years. And then when I started writing the blog, I started to put together a list of the events that had taken place in this state and nationally in politics. It's an amazing list, you know, when you start and you are, you know, Bill Clinton was the president, Democrats controlled both houses of Congress, so you went through that, and it is a long time. 23 years is a pretty long time to be on radio. So it's an inevitable thing in the sense of no one stays in radio forever. To be honest about it, it's going to be really interesting to see how he gets replaced. The obvious choice would be the guy that works the shift after him on WTMJ, Jeff Wagner. Mm-hmm. But Jeff Wagner is not Charlie Sykes. And Jeff Wagner, I think, and again, no insult to him, doesn't have the following that Charlie Sykes has. Among other things, Wagner goes up against Rush Limbaugh in the Milwaukee market when he's on. So that's going to be really interesting to watch. I mean, it's a politics story, but it's also a media business story, you know, in a sense, because when Charlie started off, and I was employed, you know, in those days by Journal Communications, which at the time was an employee-owned company, biggest media company in the state. Well, the newspaper is owned by Gannett, the radio station is owned by a company in Cincinnati, and everything as far as that part of it goes has really changed. So I think from a politics perspective and from a business perspective, it's really fascinating to look at, yeah, if you're a media geek like myself.
And I mean, I'm a media geek too, but I know Charlie Sykes in a certain respect is certainly a competitor the media audience anyway, in the Milwaukee market. He was a supporter of Governor Scott Walker and Act 10. He has been involved in behind Republicans on many, many issues. How influential do you think he was when it came to GOP politics in Wisconsin, and especially southeastern Wisconsin?
Well, let's see. You can put his name on Scott Walker, both when he became Milwaukee County Executive and Governor. You can put his name on Paul Ryan. You can put his name on Ron Johnson. If you look at, I mean, there's basically three poles of the Republican Party in the state of Wisconsin, geographically speaking. There's southeastern Wisconsin, and, you know, I mean, just look at, you know, Scott Walker's from Wauwatosa, and, you know, all of the legislative leaders seem to be from the southeast part of the state in the Republican Party. The second poll is the northeast part of the state, Green Bay and the Fox Cities. And then the third poll, and it's a very spread out, obviously, is kind of the rural areas of the state. The rural areas are much, much more Republican than Democrat, with the exception of the rural areas around Madison, for instance, or around Superior. Those tend to be more Democrat around La Crosse also. But, you know, you've got those three parts. And obviously, Charlie had the biggest megaphone. He has the only, or he works for the only 50,000-watt radio station in the state. And part of that is the reason that I think it was about 10 years ago or so, that you started to hear the term in political circles, the Sykes effect, that his influence was huge going up to about Madison among Republicans. As the signal goes away, you know, for instance, in the southwest part of the state, two very prominent Republicans, Dale Schultz and Travis Traddle, state representative, both voted against Act 10. That's one of the areas. There have been others where Charlie would get out of the air and say Republicans should do this, and the closer you were to Milwaukee, the more likely that Republicans were to agree with him. The farther away you got, the less likely. And that was on Act 10 would be an example, the right to work legislation. One thing that the Republicans have not gotten through, the minimum markup law, for instance, another example of, you know, you have a little different opinion about things because your constituents are listening to Charlie Sykes, and your constituents certainly in suburban Milwaukee County and Waukesha County and Washington County tend to be, you know, they always elect Republicans.
Let me jump in, Steve, because let me jump in because we have a newscast in just a minute. You were a frequent panelist on Sykes' TV show. How would you describe his type of conservatism? What was he, mainstream, far right, more moderate? And again, just a minute, and then we're going to get into his decision and the Never Trump movement after the news.
It kind of went between conservative and libertarian, depending on the position, or depending on what the issue was. He's written a couple of books, for instance, about what he feels are dangers to our privacy, which is the sort of issue that, you know, really liberals should be more concerned about than they appear to be in our e-world, basically. He's written a couple of books about, you know, the dangers of losing privacy, which is a very libertarian perspective more so than a conservative perspective. And he's also been very critical of higher education and education generally. He's written, I believe, five books.
Yeah.
Three of them have been on education, two on privacy issues.
We will talk more about the decision of conservative talk show host Charlie Sykes to step down from his radio show after we check the latest news. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking with Steve Prestigard, who is a journalist and blogger at steveprestigard.com. He is talking with us about Charlie Sykes' decision to step down from his radio show. Conservative talker Charlie Sykes announced last week that he is going to end or step down from his show in December. He says that this is for personal reasons and not because of any problems he might be having with his own audience because of his, Charlie Sykes's, disapproval of Donald Trump as the Republican presidential nominee. Steve, as you mentioned, Sykes has been on the air in Milwaukee for 23 years. He did become sort of a national figure earlier this year when he did a very tough interview with Trump before Wisconsin's presidential primary. And he's a lot of people are crediting him and with Donald Trump's defeat in Wisconsin's primary. What do you think? Do you think that that Sykes is just stepping down for personal reasons, or is the GOP are GOP politics not fun anymore?
Well, I'm sure that GOP politics really isn't very fun anymore, and you know our nation is getting increasingly difficult to govern. I think it's pretty obvious that regardless of what happens in November, that half of the country is going to hate the president. In fact, there'll be an even bigger proportion of people that are not fans of Barack Obama now will not be fans of either Hillary Clinton. Well, Trump's not going to get elected president. but half of the voters will hate Hillary Clinton. However, I'm not sure that his decision has to do with, I mean, there are some business realities here, such as he's admitted that he has lost some listeners as a result of becoming a never Trump person. And, you know, people have to remember that commercial radio is a business. You have listeners. Listeners generate advertisers. And if he is losing listeners, and I've not seen anything that indicates that, you know, that WTMJ's ratings have dropped like a rock or anything like that, but he says that he's lost listeners. And, you know, advertisers follow listeners, and therefore, you know, there may be some business issues. I think that people tend to forget that the media is a business. I mean, there are all these people who hate Rush Limbaugh, who's been on the air for about a decade longer nationally than Charlie has. The reason Limbaugh is still on the air is because Limbaugh gets listeners and he gets advertisers. And so he's making money for his employers. Charlie Sykes, for 23 years, has been making money for his employers, and that's how he's been able to stay in business that long. I think, though, that it's unfair to say that, well, he's alienated all of these listeners, therefore he's being pushed out the door. He said on his blog, and I think it's a poignant statement for those of us who have old parents, that his own father died when he was about his age. Jay Sykes was a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal, and Charlie started off as a reporter for the Journal also. You do get, when you get to that age, you start to kind of feel mortality things going on. And I think the other thing is he would probably find it pretty easy. You know, he's already written, actually I got my count wrong, 6 books. He's already written 6 books. You know, he could appear on TV without being a huge amount of work. And he has to, and I'm sure you can relate to this, Joy, he gets up at 4:15 in the morning. Yeah. You get up, I'm sure, earlier than that.
I was going to say, he sleeps in.
Yeah, exactly. So all the morning radio people I've known over the years, the first thing they say they hate is getting up that early. So yeah. If he doesn't have to get up that early, more power to him, I guess.
In a statement posted on Sykes's Right Wisconsin website, he wrote that the conservative movement has been badly damaged. And in fact, I think he mentioned maybe he'll write a book on this, another book on this. Do you agree or disagree that the conservative movement has been badly damaged?
You know, I should probably write that blog. The question is if that really is the case or not. It's a weird thing that losing an election tends to unify the minority side, the losing side. So when Trump loses in November, you know, this may repair itself possibly. But there's, you know, I guess the question is, are people who are supporting Trump or what he claims to represent? In fact, there's I'm going to look at this later, a piece in the Washington Post on the Volokh conspiracy that says that it's not really enough to beat Trump. You have to beat what he stands to represent. Like, for instance, basically, you know, his definition of fair trade deals, which will grossly harm Wisconsin's agricultural economy, being very negative toward immigrants when they're really not the problem. And, you know, these sorts of things that are popular among Trump supporters but are probably bad for the country. And, you know, those are inconsistent positions to how Republicans have for years stated themselves. That's not freedom. That's not smaller government. That's, you know, so that's going to be really interesting to watch how that manifests itself after the election. And I think that Republicans will have some time to do that because they're not going to be occupying the White House in January.
Yeah. Sykes says he's not giving up politics, just his radio show. Citizen Action of Wisconsin's Robert Craig speculated that Sykes may be gearing up for a chance to challenge Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin in 2018. Sykes told the Wisconsin State Journal that idea is ludicrous conspiracy mongering from the depths of the left-wing fever swamps. So he told us what he really thinks about that. So do you think that truly that his interest in running for anything is sub-zero?
Yes. You know, the problem when you run for office as a person in the media, every single thing that you have ever said is out there thanks to the internet. And, you know, if he's ever had something where he changed his mind on an issue, there it is. And if he's ever had something that he thought, well, you know, in retrospect, maybe I should have restated it. Well, the original statement is out there. People would bring up, for instance, the fact that people find this hard to believe. Sykes supported Tom Barrett in his first run for mayor of Milwaukee because he felt, probably correctly, that Marvin Pratt, who got the acting mayor position when John Norquist resigned, that Pratt would be worse. He supported the Milwaukee Brewers stadium tax, which is not really a conservative position. His position was, and I think he was probably right about this also, that that Milwaukee would have suffered considerably had the Brewers left Milwaukee. I'm not sure how he felt about the Bucks arena situation. He also was, and I think in retrospect a little unfair, to one of the first candidates for U.S. Senate back in 2010, Dick Leinenkugel, who of course is part of the beer company. And he was not a fan of Leinenkugel running as a Republican for the U.S. Senate because Leinenkugel for about a year was the Secretary of Commerce for James Doyle, who is nobody's idea of a Republican. So, you know, when you're on the air for 23 years, people will pick apart all of those things. They'll pick apart his personal life, and I'm sure that he's seen that and decided there is no way I want to be part of this. But media people, as you know, are not generally real successful running for office. I can think of precisely two. Pat Crowell, who was a TV anchor and I believe Eau Claire, and then became briefly a state senator, and Scott Kluk, who was a TV anchor in Madison and got elected to the House. But that's it.
Jay Johnson was Congressman Jay Johnson for a while.
Yeah, him too. That's right.
But let's we are running out of time. I wanted to get you a little reaction to the debate and such, too. An article that was also on Right Wisconsin early this morning said that a disastrous debate performance by Trump would have cleared the path for Paul Ryan to cut the rope, I guess, to supporting and endorsing Trump. However, it said that Trump did just enough last night to hang on until November 8th. What do you think, Steve?
Well, I only saw little bits and pieces of the debate because I was at my brother's wedding reception and the Packers were on. So, but I can tell you that it's, you know, the clock is obviously really loudly ticking if the Republicans are serious about getting rid of Trump. And I think they should be because he is going to lose in November. And the danger, which has been the case all along, is that not only is he going to lose in November, but he's going to drag down Republicans with him, most notably in this state, Ron Johnson, who is behind in the polls right now. I'm not sure if any of the – well, actually, there's one open congressional seat formerly held by Reid Ribble. That's conceivably in danger if Republicans don't go to the polls. Republicans should go to the polls, regardless of whether they vote for Trump or not. I think that Saturday would have been a great example of an opportunity to say that Donald Trump does not represent the Republican Party.
Yeah,
Donald
right.
Trump did not get a majority of Republican votes.
Yeah, and in our final minute, though, Paul Ryan, who disinvited Trump to that event on Saturday in Elkhorn, was booed by Trump's supporters. There are people who supported him.
I'm not surprised by that. There are people, but the problem is that those are people who are supporting a Donald Trump who doesn't exist. And I've blogged about this, that, you know, for one thing, Trump keeps changing his mind on things. It's more about what he has done, such as giving money to Democrats and Hillary Clinton, than what he says he will do. For one thing, he is not trustable. You cannot trust what he says, you know, merely to get applause from an audience, that he would actually do that as president. And that's one of the biggest issues with Trump. He cannot be trusted.
Yeah. So in our final 30 seconds, how big a void is Sykes's departure going to leave?
I think it's going to be, you know, from the perspective of generating opinion and generating people to call legislatures and those sorts of things, it's, you know, 23 years out there, and every fight from the Brewers Stadium right up until now, he was part of all of it. It's going to be a huge void. You can't think of anybody else who's been in the state media that long who's had that much involvement in politics, for one thing.
Yeah. Well, what about you, Steve?
Somebody already suggested that. You know, I would never say no in an instance like that, but I've worked in enough in radio to know that it's a kind of a crazy way to make a living.
It sure is, and I gotta jump in because we are out of time. Steve Prestigard, a journalist and blogger at steveprestigard.com. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.